Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. With me tonight, as always, the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Not much, man. Watching the Wizards drop in the standings for the Eastern Conference. But go ahead.
I understand that. I know that, but you know, I got a theory on that, and our guest Rafael Esparza from Doc Sports maybe can help me out with that. My thoughts on the Wizards: they're tanking intentionally so they don't have to play the Cavaliers in the first round.
Hey, you know what? I thought about that too. And if they do that, they'll get the better draw with the second round if they get out of the first.
That is correct. And they have a way with Toronto already in the playoffs, and they can definitely beat Boston without Kyrie Irving in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. What I'm hearing from Wizards camp or practices, if you want to call, is that they've discussed that. And I would not be shocked in the next couple of games, not today's game, because I thought today's game was a little bit, I don't want to say much needed, but you didn't want to tank this game. I would think in the next couple of games, you're going to see a lot of the teams resting. And so I would not be shocked if that's the case. But, and it's smart, I think. Right now, you want to rest your players and look at that seed to which, who you're going to play and who you're not going to play. So I think that's kind of smart coming out of their end.
Yeah, it's smart coming out of the end. I know some of y'all listen to a wrestling show, but we're still talking sports. You know, it's sports, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM. But it's smart for the Washington Wizards. We broadcast all the Wizards games here, so we have all the playoffs each and every week for the Washington Wizards when they do make the playoffs, when they already locked their spot up and they are going to the playoffs. We just don't know who they're playing yet. You know, got a playoff spot. Either you're going to be the 8th seed or the 7th seed. Either way, you can definitely beat the team that you have to play. Nobody has faith in the Toronto Raptors. And like I said, the Boston Celtics are going to be without Kyrie Irving. So anything can happen.
Absolutely.
Anything can happen. But let's get to this week. WrestleMania week. WrestleMania week is upon us. New Orleans, Thursday night, we'll all be in town for New Orleans for WrestleMania. The Hall of Fame will be there. NXT on Friday night. I mean, NXT on Saturday night, excuse me, Hall of Fame on Friday night. And then the coup de grace, the main event, the Super Bowl of wrestling, WrestleMania, will be on Saturday night. WWE has put on a great lineup and a great card for this week. And for those who are coming to New Orleans, for those who are watching on the network, or those who are watching on USA at the beginning for the Hall of Fame, well, Hall of Fame on Saturday night will re-air at 10 p.m. But WWE's got a great show. NXT is going to be a great NXT takeover in New Orleans, and that's what we want to talk about tonight. We'll be able to give you our picks, our thoughts on WrestleMania weekend, some of the matches there. Rafael is going to help us out with some of the odds that they have for WrestleMania when we get to the WrestleMania card. So we're going to start with NXT, where everybody wants to go to NXT. Once again, WWE has done a great job putting NXT on Saturday night instead of the Hall of Fame. More people are in town on Saturday. You have more fans interacting, but it also combats some of the indie stuff that will be going on in New Orleans. So fans had to pick. Either you want to go see Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes, or you want to go to NXT and witness the first North American championship ladder match. You know?
It's also, Glenn, it's also as simple as the setup, too. You can put the ring in there, and the ring set up for the rest of the weekend. So the Hall of Fame can go first. But I hate to be that guy, but you know I'm going to be that guy.
It is true. That is why they moved. It's not because of the NXT and people want to see that. This is, I think, one of the first WrestleManias where they had all five events in the same area. It's not like they're going to Baton Rouge to show Monday Night Raw or the SmackDown. New Orleans is hosting everything. So
everything was in Orlando at the Amway last year. So last year was the first. But you are right, because the year before that in Dallas, I stayed for Raw, and I would have stayed for SmackDown, but SmackDown was in Houston. So you're absolutely right. Other than last year, this is the smartest thing they've done too, Rafael, because I actually, for SummerSlam, I've already got all my stuff for Brooklyn for all four days too. This is the smartest thing they could have done. And I'm so glad they've started to do that because it makes sense. It's more money for them and less moving. So I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah, and you got some of your, like you mentioned, as y'all mentioned, the workers can really enjoy some of their time in whatever city WWE, in this case, is New Orleans. You know,
absolutely.
You're not working till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, breaking one down, putting it back up, and you're just, you know, not enjoying the weekend. And if you have not been to a WrestleMania weekend, a lot of the wrestlers bring their family in, friends are in, and it's like a fun weekend. It's not just a weekend, but it's a whole week. You know, they're having fun, they're relaxing, a little bit of downtime. They also put in a little bit of work within the community, doing a lot of different things throughout the community, throughout the Make-A-Wish Foundation, for the schools, be a star program, and in the community itself. So it is a whole week of events. They also have fun as well.
Yeah, and also, guys, I'm getting reports from some of my friends that are already down there. Everybody's already out on Bourbon Street already. So, and that's how it was at 30. So everybody was out. So that's going to be the spot to be at.
It's definitely the spot to be at. But let's get to the NXT TakeOver New Orleans. One of the first matches that we have coming up, and I'm just going to give our picks. And, Wizards, you can start off with this one. The unsanctioned match. Johnny Gargano taking on Tommaso Ciampa. You know, if Gargano wins, he'll be reinstated into NXT. If Ciampa wins, Gargano is banned from NXT altogether. Your thoughts on him? We know that feud, DYI, they go way back years ago, a couple years back. They broke up, a big separation here, a feud grudge match, one of the unsanctioned matches. This takes me back to the early 80s, and we used to have unsanctioned matches. We can't show this on TV. You've got to come down to the arena to see it.
Well, you know what? You know, I'm gonna play the advocate here. I see Tommaso Ciampa winning this, and I don't know why I have it in me that he's going to win, but it just feels like something that they're gonna end up doing more with Johnny Gargano. The only thing that kind of throws a wrench in my hypothesis right here is that now that Daniel Bryan's back, that pretty much it was gonna be what Johnny Gargano was gonna be, so. I could see them going ahead and pulling the plug on him going up and keeping him in NXT. But I'm going to go Tommaso Ciampa. For some reason, I just feel like the heat is there for Tommaso, and it's going to be even more for him to win. Johnny's not going to lose anything by losing this. Johnny can lose this off of something fluke, but I could see Tommaso getting beat within an inch of his life and still pulling out the win.
Gotcha. Raphael, your thoughts on this one. Who do you see winning this match?
I mean, it's a win for either one. I mean, it doesn't really matter. No one's gonna benefit benefit on a loss. And I totally agree with what he said. But for me, I'm gonna go back to my Karate Kid days. Let's do it for Johnny. I think he wins this one. And I'm gonna be devil's advocate. And I'm thinking because of Daniel Bryan, I think that now that he'll probably be. I'm hearing he's not going to wrestle. We'll talk more about Daniel Bryan when it comes to him. He's not going to be a full-time wrestler is what I'm hearing from my sources. So, and there's a lot of wrestlers I think that are going to be on their way out, either contracts, losses, and others. So they're going to have to move some bright stars and some heels and nice guys to the main roster. So I think with that saying said, let's do it for Johnny. I think he wins this one.
You know, I'm a big Tommaso Ciampa fan. I go all the way back to his ROH days. I like Tommaso Ciampa. Love the energy. Love the movement in the ring, the storytelling. I think Johnny Gargano, I think Tommaso Ciampa wins this one, and I think he continues to move on in the realm of NXT, and I think he will be fighting for the NXT title sooner or later. So Tommaso Ciampa in my books. Let's move on to... And it's early, but I'm going to go ahead and move on to this one. Let's move on to the North American Championship. I know people want to hear about this. This is the one that everybody's talking about. We got the unveiling of the new North American title by Triple H early in the week, which actually I like is a throwback title to where I see that the North America on it, not just the United States. So I want to make that clear. It's not the American U.S. title. It's the North American title. So it's Canada, New Mexico, anything that's North American, Mexico, of course, New Mexico is in the United States, but New Mexico on there. So the North American title is red. I like this title. I like the way this one is going, and I'm going to give my picks first. I think the Velveteen Dream gets to win here. I think Velveteen Dream becomes the new North American, the first North American champion here. I think it would be good for him. Also, I look at the North American title as being a workers' title, and Velveteen Dream has put in a lot of work in NXT over the last year.
Okay, I guess. Go ahead, Raphael. Nope, go right ahead.
I like that pick, but I think EC3, I think that his presence in the ring, I think he has star written all over him, and I think they're going to give it to him because of that being said. I think he's the main event waiting to happen, I think. For me, out of all the people I think that's on this card in NXT, I think EC3 is mic-ready, performance-ready, and I think they're going to give him the benefit of all this hard work he's done. I like EC3 in this one, and when we put odds on it, he's probably going to be the small favorite. Breaking news right here, even though the odds are not out. But I would have him as the very small favorite, and your choice, Velveteen Dream, is nipping on his butt. I would not be shocked if he's close on him by before this match goes off, because I think the bettors will probably bet him, and the public will probably bet him. But for me, I'm looking for main event status shining, and we have a new bell coming, so give it to EC3 in my books.
You know, it's funny, G-Lo, earlier in the week, we talked about this just offline, and I said, you know what, I feel, for the same reason you just said, I felt Velveteen Dream was going to be my pick. However, I have changed that. I feel as though for the initial program that you're going to need for the North American Heavyweight Championship, not to mention now that they announced that number one contenders tournament for access, I feel as though EC3 is going to be the attraction, like Raphael said. He's going to be the one that you're going to want to run your first program off of that belt for. And I see his first program before he drops the belt inevitably is either going to be with Velveteen Dream, who for some reason, I see them turning him face sometime soon. He's just so over that I think he'd benefit more from winning the belt off of a program than winning the initial championship. So I'm going to go with EC3, and I'm only saying that because he's going to be the bigger name to build off of for him to drop it to whoever he inevitably drops it to, whether it's Velveteen Dream or Ricochet. But then again, Ricochet may end up on the main roster before we know it anyway. So I'm going to go EC3 as well.
But it's surprising me that no one said Adam Cole. Is it that because we think Adam Cole is sure enough main roster real quick, you know, less than a year in NXT, that Adam
either
Cole is going to go straight to the main roster?
Well, either that or he's going to end up being the fill-in for Bobby Fish, or it could be somebody else, but we're going to get to that. But go ahead. Carry on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm thinking – you know, everybody's EC3 Velveteen Dream, and we could get a Chris Jericho moment. we get a, you know, where it's none of the favorites that we think, you know, and they're, well, we can get a Ken Anderson moment. No one thought Ken Anderson would be win Money in the Bank, neither. But I digress there, you know. Mm-hmm. But could we get one of those moments here where, you know, and I think Adam Cole is moving up in the WWE, and I think they like him. But, you know, we'll move on. Then you got the Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, versus the Authors of Pain, versus Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. Triple threat team match for the NXT Tag Team Championship, part of Dusty Rhodes Classic. But man, who do you think wins the Dusty Rhodes Classic this year? Your thoughts on that, Wizard? I'll start with you.
Oh, you're sorry. Okay. Well,
I'm gonna
ask this: Has it been confirmed that it's gonna be Adam Cole filling in, or is that still lingering?
That's still lingering. I'm gonna say speculation.
I haven't watched NXT yet, so I don't know for sure.
I'm say speculation. The only reason I'm putting Adam Cole because he's part of the Undisputed Era, and so I figured the most common thing to do it would give him double duty and put him in, but it could be somebody else.
See, that's where I want to go with that. I feel as though if they're not going to do double, which they could do double duty with Adam Cole, he'd be a guy that you could do it with. But if they're not going to do that, I say there's another ROH guy that could easily fill in that spot while Fish is gone, whether it be a not Kanellis, but Mike Bennett, or even who's in another individual who's in, I believe, the North American tournament over Access this weekend, formerly Donovan, but Chris Dijak. I feel as though they're going to put an ROH guy in there as a substitute. I don't know who. That's if Adam Cole hasn't been confirmed to work double duty and they're going to pull somebody else. I feel as though that one of those guys could easily be the guy they put in there.
Okay. And if they do, who do you think wins the
Now, who wins, though?
Who wins?
I think that whatever combination of Undisputed Era, I think they keep it. I think Authors of Pain are going to the main roster, and Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong are temporary. So I don't think it's them either. So I think whatever combination of the Undisputed Era we get are the ones that keep the titles and the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
Raphael?
The reason why I picked EC3, because I'm hearing that it is going to be Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, and I have them winning that. I mean, of course, if things go south and they don't have Adam Cole in this match and do a double DU, then I guess my pick right here is out the window. But as of right now, what I'm hearing, it is going to be Adam Cole replacing Bobby Fish. And it doesn't shock me, and I think the crowds would like it, and I think it would move well, and I think we can all agree that Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly are not going to be tag champs forever. I think that's just a safer move to replace Bobby Fish and move on and get ready for the next NXT TakeOver or another one. So I think that's the safest call if I was the suits in the back making a call. So that's why I had EC3 winning, and I have Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly winning the tag champs in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
I'm going to be different. I'm going to go Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong. Because it is an odd combination where you have Fish and you have the Undisputed Era start chasing for the title a little bit, and they end up getting it. We all agree. I do agree with you, Wizzy. I think the Authors of Pain are on their way to the main roster, and so I don't think they win it. But I'll say Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong get the win. Two short, strong, stocky guys will get the win somehow. And then you see the Undisputed Era chase a little bit.
So does that mean then, let me ask you guys this, does that mean Pete Dunne loses the UK Championship this weekend? Or do you let him have both belts? Because he has to defend that overseas, but – he's also going to be defending it on Sunday at Access. And I feel as though with four title matches, G-Lo, on Sunday, I think one of them are going to change.
One might change, but I think you let him keep both, man. But that gives him more exposure here in the United States.
When NXT
tag team title. It will give him more exposure into the United States and will bring him to the audience so people can see him more. And so, you can put them on NXT on a regular basis. So,
yeah. What were you saying, Raphael?
I agree. I think it gives him more exposure, and I think they want him to be to come back or to come to NXT because I think he's on a fast track to maybe a roster spot as well. Like I said, we'll talk a little bit more on the people I think who could be leaving the main roster pretty soon, either contracts or suffering nagging injuries or blah 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 blah. I think, especially now with Daniel Bryan and stuff like that, I think we're going to see a totally different, Raw and SmackDown 365 days if we talk in 2018 right now, or next year, I mean.
Can't wait to get to that. Go ahead, Gilo.
Then we go to the semi-main event of the evening, women's NXT Women's Championship match. You would take Ember Moon, who's taking on Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler is taking on Ember Moon. We know Shayna Baszler is part of the Four Horsewomen and a friend of Ronda Rousey. Wouldn't be surprised that Ronda Rousey would be at NXT some way, some forms, cheering Shayna Baszler on. Might have the other three horsewomen there as well. Other two horsewomen are there as well, knowing one will be in the ring fighting Ember Moon for the NXT Women's Championship. And I'm going to say this. Ember Moon is a friend of the program, been on the program a couple times back in the day. If you don't believe it, go check it out on iTunes. You can pull that up. I'm going for Ember Moon on this one. Ember Moon gets the win over Shayna Baszler. I just don't think Shayna Baszler is ready to be NXT Women's Champion. I think she's still a little green, a great building her up, and I don't think she's there yet. I think she will get there, but right now I don't think she's at the NXT Women's Champion. She hasn't shown me enough to carry it, and especially when you come off of people like Charlotte Flair, you come off of people like Asuka, you come off your Sashas and your Bayley. Ember Moon is the best worker right now, I believe, that's in NXT as far as the women. And you got to keep it on her unless you're moving her to the main roster.
Go ahead, let Raphael go ahead. Go ahead, Raphael.
I couldn't agree more with what you said right now. Moon, for me, I think is going to have a long title run. I think she has star power written all over it. And for NXT women, that's what sells NXT Women's Championship is star power. Who gets the biggest pop? I mean, and then when they move to the main roster, that's when they really need to show. I mean, look what happened to Eva Marie, all the people who may have had good pops in NXT and failed in the main roster. Here, I don't think Ember Moon fails at all, and I think that she's going to have a belt for a long time. I think she wins easily in this match. I don't say this. I've been to probably over 1,000 boxing matches, UFC matches in Vegas. I've seen Ronda Rousey fight in person. I've met her in person. These two right here, these two girls scare me, man. I wouldn't want to see either these two girls mad at one. I think this one's just going to – I think Ember Moon's going to be just too overwhelming, and I think her star power is just going to be too – if I was the suits in the back, how could you not have her win? I think I 100% agree with you that I think she's easily the winner in this one.
You know what's funny? That's crazy. This is the first one we've all agreed. I just feel as though – There's more to this than a two-match program. I feel as though this definitely goes three. I feel also as though they're giving Ember Moon, they're paying her back because she, man, last year she really jobbed Asuka a lot. So I really think they're going to make that up to her and give her a big win at pretty much the WrestleMania weekend takeover. They're going to give her a big win. And if she drops it, which I do think she is going to drop it to Shayna Baszler, it's just not going to happen this Saturday. It's going to be Ember Moon winning. I think Shayna gets it probably at the next takeover, which I believe is in Chicago, I think in June, I think, or something like that. But I think that's when that title will change. But, no, Ember gets the win here, definitely.
Okay. We all agree on Ember Moon getting the win here. The next match is the main event of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. The main event of NXT, Andrea Ciana taking on Aleister Black for the singles for the NXT Championship here. Wizard, I'm going to start with you on this one. Who do you like and who do you think is winning?
Oh, it's not even a question. Aleister Black's winning this. I don't even see how I can't possibly see, excuse me, how he loses unless they really have somebody waiting in the wings, in which the only person I can think of would be Drew McIntyre. If they're really going to go that route and put it back on him and have CN win, then that's the only way that CN almost wins. Other than that, it's a shoe-in with Aleister Black. This isn't even – you don't even have to further elaborate on this. He's the hottest face they have in NXT right now. Put it on Black. Let him run with it. But you never know.
Raphael.
You know what? This feud for the last couple of weeks has been very, very, very enjoyable. I thought the matches were outstanding. I thought some of their matches carried the whole show. So I'm actually disappointed to see this match go the way it is. But as my boy Wesley Snipes says, always bet on Black. And I think he's going to be correct on this one. I think it's his time. And like I said, I'm more saddened that we're not going to see this feud. Probably just because it's been very enjoyable to watch in recent weeks. So for me, sad to see the feud end, but like I said, always bet on Black on this one.
Yeah,
man, you must be listening to the program because I say that each and every week.
Yes, he does.
I always say that each and every week, always bet on Black there. You know, we're going to be.
Sorry, a Mexican stole your line. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. No gimmick infringement here. None of that. We partners tonight. NXT Takeover, ladies and gentlemen, will be in New Orleans. It will be at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans, Louisiana, on Saturday night. This will be a good card. NXT, I haven't been disappointed yet. Been going to NXT shows at WrestleMania since Dallas. I have not been disappointed. There was the night of Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn, one of the greatest match, one of the best matches in a long time. Last year, NXT as well. Ember Moon and Asuka sold the show. I'm looking forward for a great match, great crowd. You're going to have a great crowd in the house for this NXT matchup, which you can see on the network. But it's going to be a great match. It's going to be a good card, great match, and looking forward to NXT. We're going to move on to the main roster. But first, before we go to the main roster, as I mentioned, we have Rafael Esparza with us tonight. He's from Doc Sports, if you're looking for a winning sports pick and prediction, since 1971, Doc Sport has been recognized as one of the most trusted names in sports handicapping industry. For the listeners of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence, Doc Sports is giving out $60 worth of their pre-mail membership package, membership picks, ladies and gentlemen, and that's free. These are the exact same premier picks that thousands of the current members pay for, and you'll get them for free. Just text the word radio to, here's the number, 29022. That's once again, text the word radio to this number 29022 for instant access. Doc Sports also provides free picks on every single game, also free picks on NBA picks. Just simply Google search Doc NBA picks, it will come up. NHL picks, no problem. Got you covered. Google Doc NHL picks, MLB. I'm sorry, I'm an Orioles fan, not doing well right now, but you can still get the picks. Just Google MLB picks and Doc Sports, you'll get it. Remember, the text the word radio to the number 29022 and start winning today with Doc Sports Services. Once again, that's Doc Sports Services. Text the number text the word radio to 29022. WrestleMania, ladies and gentlemen. WrestleMania weekend, we at the main card. 13 matches are on the card. 13 matches for this year's WrestleMania. 3 matches on the pre-show. Wizard, what are your thoughts on these 13 matches? We mentioned it. We talked about it a little bit. Any one of these 13, well, four of the 13 could be the main event.
Well, what's going to end up happening is going to end up being 14. I still believe, first of all, I'll say this now, I do believe Cena and Taker is going to be added at WrestleMania.
Is correct.
Yeah, there it is. I just feel as though because WWE is, fortunately for them, in the position they don't have to rely on selling WrestleMania with Cena and Taker, that they can go ahead and keep this as a surprise, keep WrestleMania as, oh, my goodness, we're getting anything can happen at WrestleMania. You're going to get Cena and Taker then. And I believe that's going to be the best way to book that, have the element of surprise. And I really, really, really am okay with 13, 14 matches on the card. It's WrestleMania. What else? What other time can you do this? This is the time to do it.
But go ahead, I'm going to ask you this. And I mentioned the week ago, you don't have to promote. When we have an actual match, that's where my dilemma is. Know that Undertaker and Cena is going to mix it up somehow. Will it be an actual match? And I don't think it matters if it's actual. I don't think it matters if it's an actual match. If some people can just see some kind of physicality between Cena and the Undertaker, it protects both of them, and I think it will still serve the purpose that we want to see.
I think it is going to be a match, and what I heard maybe 2 weeks ago that they were almost going to start promoting career versus career match just because of the time frame of, we all know Undertaker works, has the best job in the world, maybe works 3 to 4 days every 365 days a year. And then John Cena, who has multiple movies in the mix, and I'm hearing he's going to be in a Marvel movie. So if you're in a Marvel movie, you can pretty much kiss either 1 to 2 years off your career just for promoting a movie. I mean, just to ask the people who do Marvel. So if that was the case, then I would Undertaker wins this match, and I still think it is going to be a match. I don't think it's going to be a career versus career match, but I think Undertaker wins this match just because of that. I think Undertaker is almost like he needs this. He's like, this is his only, I don't want to say only job, but John Cena is going to be out for a while. He's going to get married, I think, over the summer. So he's got that to deal with. He's got multiple movies. So having Undertaker win this and not being his last hurrah at a WrestleMania as the Roman Reigns beating him, I don't think you want that to be Undertaker's last WrestleMania moment. I think this could be it for Undertaker and maybe beating John Cena. So we don't have odds up on there yet, just because I'm trying to figure out how we're going to word this. Because not only do I work for Doc Sports Services, I also do it. I'm an odds coordinator at offshore sportsbook, mybookie.ag. So I do all their entertainment odds. And we're probably going to do Undertaker Cena. Will a match happen? Yes or no? And then go from there. But Undertaker would be a -$3 favorite just because of that, just because of John Cena. I would not be shocked if we don't see him maybe till either SummerSlam or next year's WrestleMania after after Sunday.
You know, that's so funny you brought that up. That's so funny you brought that up just now with the first odd of will a match happen. The reason why is the only other situation I'm thinking of, Raphael, is that they, like G-Lo said, they do have a confrontation and they pull another Rock Cena and pretty much book it for next year's WrestleMania with Cena versus Taker. The only problem with that is we really have the time left with either one of them to wait a whole nother year for it.
Hey, yeah, I mean, but let's face it. I don't think it's not Hogan versus The Rock where we can have a 365-day to promote it. I don't think a promotion of Undertaker versus John Cena would do well for a 365-day year promotion for next year's WrestleMania. I think with the emergence of other wrestlers, Daniel Bryan, just other wrestlers that could carry a WrestleMania. If Roman Reigns is going to meet a new John Cena, I almost threw up a little in my mouth just saying that. I think the 365-day year promotion of Undertaker, John Cena, I think that would be a flop. I think one of the stories I'm hearing that Cena comes out to thank the fans for coming, makes fun of Undertaker. Undertaker comes out, they do their little stare down, Undertaker tombstones him, and that's how he walks away.
And I wouldn't be mad with that. I wouldn't be mad with that because it doesn't take away from the other wrestlers. And I'm not saying I'm not saying they can't put on a 20-minute match, but that means you're cutting from somebody else that you already programmed for, unless you pulled this in. Now, we do know they had an impromptu match in Dallas a couple years ago with Cena in the Rock tag team and took on the Wyatt family and all this other stuff. So we know that. And so it can happen. WWE can build time in for it. I don't know. I think this match, in my opinion, this match should have happened a couple of years ago, but we know a lot of storylines, other things were going on in there. Undertaker, if there is a match, Undertaker gets redemption in New Orleans. All right, this is where the first loss happened. This is where the first loss happened. So he has to get redemption in New Orleans. For him not to be on this card at WrestleMania in the Superdome, as Hulk Hogan said, the Silverdome, brother, but in the Superdome, it has to get some redemption here from the first match where he lost his first match. So I think the Undertaker does get the win here while we're talking about this match. Undertaker does get the win. Whichever way they go, Undertaker comes out on top. There's been speculation, and I know a lot of people say, well, and I am one of those people, the Undertaker died last year. The gimmick is done. We get the American Badass.
That's Vince's baby is the Undertaker. That's what I guess if you're asking Vince, he would say Undertaker. If you're asking Triple H, you would say American Badass. It all depends on who you're asking on that one, because I've heard from multiple sources that work for WWE that's one thing you cannot touch. That Vince McMahon does not like just messing anything around is the persona of the Undertaker.
Mm-hmm. It's his best homegrown gimmick ever.
Yeah.
It is his best. And if
it would be close to that and or Austin 3:16, I think those would be I would say Undertaker, but wow.
I'm gonna say Austin Taker, man.
I'm gonna say Taker.
I'm gonna
Austin
say Taker.
Austin kind of created his own gimmick.
Yeah, but his gimmick brought Vince McMahon into that gimmick. Undertaker never fought Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Undertaker never tombstoned or never had a match. But when you bring in the owner and the owner's kids involved in tombstone, yeah, did Stone Cold ever stun Stephanie? I think he has.
Yeah, he stunned Stephanie. Doing Attitude Era, he did. Now, today's time, he would never stun him. You remember when he was at WrestleMania?
Oh.
I mean, at WrestleMania. Raw 25? Remember, she left the ring before Shane and Vince took the stunner. And you can't do that in the WWE now when you're talking about against domestic violence. There's no guy putting a hand on a woman in the WWE right now.
Couldn't agree more on that statement.
That's interesting. Go ahead, Gilo. Give you something to think about.
we'll go to the pre-show. We can go to the first match of the pre-show. In my opinion, what I think is going to happen on the pre-show, I think pre-show we'll get both battle royals. I don't think either battle royal.
Well, they've already
announced it,
Gilo. It's both battle royals and the Cruiserweight Championship tentatively right now, because I've seen petitions out there for the Cruiserweight to be moved to the main card.
Hey,
but,
you know, I've been the one that talked about that a couple weeks ago. I talked about the Cruiserweight should be on the main card a couple weeks ago, but the battle royals have to be on there, and you know, for the simple fact, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, we'll go there. When I get to Cruiserweight, we'll talk about that. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, I'll start here. I think we may have a two-time winner.
But who?
Baron Corbin.
Okay.
I think Baron Corbin wins this again. For some reason, they like matches with Baron Corbin, whether it's the Money in the Bank, whether it's the Andre the Giant, whether it's the U.S. title tournament. Baron Corbin wins stuff like this. And then they're trying to find something for Baron Corbin to stick. Why not the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner again? And let's be honest, whoever's won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal hasn't really excelled to the echelons that they needed to be.
Okay.
In the company.
Fair enough.
You know, I had two picks. One was, you know, either a returning. Well, I thought Kaz may return. He still may and win it, but I'm gonna go ahead and say Baron Corbin gets the win here.
Big Kaz is my pick. That period. He's been cleared to return. That's the person I'm gonna go ahead. For a fresh start, you go Big Kaz. The other big show may be in it. And that would have been the person I thought you would have maybe said would be a two-time winner, just because I think he's re-upped on a multi-year deal. So I think that would have been another
one. Somewhere else. I got
but,
Big Show going somewhere else.
Fair enough. But I'm going to go Big Cass. Go ahead, Raphael.
You know what? This one's kind of pretty hard for me. I have my WrestleMania prediction article coming on Doc Sports tomorrow, and I threw this one out just because I need to know who the tag team of Braun Strowman is, because we'll get to the rumors that's been flying around who his tag team and all that. And the favorites we have right now for the Andre Memorial Battle Royal could be one of those tag team partners for him. Big Cass, 3-1. Elias, 3-1. And those two would have been my predictions to win it. Maybe Dolph Ziggler, 8-1. Drew McIntyre, plus 550. Those are also ones that I'm also hearing that can win it as well. So this one is going to be hard for me, because I need to find out who's going to be the tag team partner. If it's not Big Cass, I totally agree with you. Fresh start. Forget about Enzo and all that, and give him a fresh start. Maybe bring him a whole new different look when he comes out or whatever. I think Elias, I could see him winning it, but let's face it, we all know that it's almost a curse to win this Andre Memorial. I don't know if you want to put it on WWE Elias, getting him on it. So I agree. If Big Cass is not the partner, a tag team partner for Braun Strowman, I say let him win it and let him get that brand new start. Even though it's a curse to win this, I totally agree with you. I think Big Cass at 3-1. Is outstanding value.
Well, you know what, Raphael? It's funny you say that. It's funny you say that, because Elias has never declared to be in the Battle Royal. And what's funny about that is that I said, oh, that's smart, because exactly what you said, I feel as though Elias is, and there's no disrespect to anybody in the Battle Royal, but I almost feel his character is at a position that's higher than the Battle Royal right now. Unfortunately
Correct.
For Elias, there's no room for him on the card if he's not Braun Strowman's partner. So you're going to end up getting a segment from Elias, which works for him because that is what he has currently been doing. And it's the shtick that's been working for him. But that's unfortunately that weird spot where Elias is right now, that he's definitely too big for the Battle Royal, especially to put him and have him win, because like you just said, it's pretty much a curse to win that. But he, unfortunately, if he's not Strowman's partner, there's literally no room on the WrestleMania card for him. So he's in a weird, like, purgatory. So,
got you there.
Yeah.
Right, if it's a curse, then Dolph Ziggler should win. Anyway, let's move on to the women's Battle Royal. We know the name has been changed a couple weeks ago from the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal to the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal. And we let you start with this one. I'll start with the men's. I'm going to let you start with the women. Who wins the Women's Battle Royal?
I do believe this. It's not going to be a woman that's currently on the main roster right now. It's going to be somebody that comes up from NXT. Whether it's my favorites, Peyton and Billy, that win it together, or Nikki Cross. But I'm going to go ahead and go with Nikki Cross just as an outlier. That's who I'm going to pick. I do believe even if she doesn't win it, it's going to be somebody that's not on the main roster. Go ahead, Raphael.
I disagree on this one. I think it's Sasha Banks here, and I think they need to sell the Sasha Banks Bayley for a couple more pay-per-views. I think that's what people want to see. One of them turn nasty heel. I don't think I'm hearing one of them is just not going to be a heel. One's going to be a nasty heel, and I would not be shocked if it is Bayley, just because I think her luster of being the next the female John Cena, as they really wanted her to come, I think that stigma is pretty much over. I like Sasha Banks in this one to win it all. I think bringing someone for an NXT to win this Women's Battle Royal, I think it's not good for business. I think put it on the card on here just because you have a main female that just came and erupted your locker room that used to dominate the UFC ring. I think the ladies who are on the main roster right now and let an NXT person win this, I think that might be bad for morale just because, okay, you let Ronda Rousey steal the limelight and come here and take over while we're busting our butts, our wrestling analysis, and an NXT girl's going to win the Women's Battle Royal. I think that'd be a little bit bad for business. Love to see Peyton Royce win. It's a great, outstanding odds, 20-1. You can even get 25-1 some out there. I think she would be my favorite if I had to choose an NXT woman to win it. But I think Sasha Banks wins this one.
You know, and that's what I think. I think we come down to Sasha and Bayley, and everybody wants Sasha Banks. But I think WWE's gonna give a swerve. I'm not gonna pick Sasha Bayley to win this. I'm going to say Sonya Deville. I like Sonya Deville. I think it's good for her. It will be her for her to win the Women's Battle Royal, could set up something down the line with her and Ronda, which give Ronda somebody just as great to work with in the ring, to have that match with. I think the Sasha and Bayley feud doesn't need more gas. I think it is gas. I think they will be in the ring together, of course, against each other. We get that moment where you get Sasha and Bayley, that's a simple fact, their match, their official match is not put on a WrestleMania card, but I think that WWE needed them in this Women's Battle Royal, at least to sell it. And so I think we get Sonya Deville, who gets the win with the Bayley and Sasha feud, will continue. I can see them both eliminating each other, and Sonya Deville gets the win.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You want to move to the cruiserweights now?
Yeah, let's move to the cruiserweights, man. We got the cruiserweight match where, you know, Raphael, we'll let you start with this one. I start on cruiserweight match. I always thought this should be on the main roster, main on the card. If you're trying to build 205 and you want to expose it to a lot more people and you want 205 live to be your show, especially coming off the fact that Enzo Amore kind of dropped his title or dropped the ball when he was handed to him to run for a touchdown. Let's be honest, Enzo had a wide open field to run and to score. And he fumbled it. He fumbled the ball. But he fumbled the ball badly. Whether he get it or not, it's not for here or any of us to judge, but he fumbled the ball within the company. But I like how WWE picked the ball up and made NXT May 205 live something to watch again. And the two guys that are in this match were one of the most, two of the most exciting guys in the on the 205 roster. You know, so Rafael, your thoughts on this pick?
Well, since it's my first time on a show, I'm not a big fan of the cruiserweight. I think this kind of with the situation that happened with Neville and then the situation with Alenzo, I think it just put this down into the dismiss of a bad situation right now. And I think just call them wrestlers. Why do you need to have a separate color of purple when they come out in the cruiserweight? I think it's boring. And I think you see the ratings of the 205. It's not close to what the ratings they even get close. And now the ratings that the Facebook Live have gotten, I think that really makes them look at the Cruiserweight Championship. So for me, I mean, I think it's Cedric Alexander to lose. I think he wins easily. I think I think they can sell the product with him more than they can with Ali. So for me, I think it's Cedric Alexander. He's a huge favorite. He's minus 250 on this one. Would not be shocked if it closed around minus $4. But for the brand itself, Cruiserweight, I think just put him into wrestlers. You don't have the name of a Cruiserweight division. Just put him in and just let them be on the main roster. I don't understand why you have two separate brands. You have NXT, okay, we all know that's like the AAA of wrestling. Then what is the Cruiserweight? What is the Cruiserweight? We don't have a separate heavyweight division. What's that? Is it going to be the 905? Because that's how much you have to weigh to go in that division. I think it's just bad. I think it's bad marketing in my head. And then they're already, you're batting minus $2 because you had two bad stints of Neville and then bad stints with Enzo. So for me, I'm not a big fan of the Cruiserweight division, but for me on this wrestling match, I love watching Cedric Alexander wrestle. I think he's outstanding in the ring. He has great mic work. I mean, I can watch his footwork more than anything than his wrestling skills. I just think he has probably one of the best footwork that I have seen in a very long time in wrestling, and I've been covering wrestling for over 20 years. I think his footwork is by far the best I've ever seen in a ring. And I'm even talking wrestling and UFC and boxing. I think his footwork is tremendous. I think he's the easy winner. I lay that minus $2. I think it closes around 4 or 5 before this goes off.
Definitely that. So I also pick Cedric Alexander in this one. I don't think it is Cedric Alexander to win unless something bad really goes happen. Cedric Alexander wins the Cruiserweight title at WrestleMania, as a WrestleMania moment for now.
I agree. Cedric Alexander has been probably the most consistently he's been the most consistent performer with the Cruiserweights. Sometimes Mustafa Ali is great, but he just heated up. I mean, Cedric Alexander's pretty much been hot the whole time. So, especially if you remember back in the Cruiserweight Classic, for the fans to chant, basically for Cruiserweights to give this man a job, he's been on since then. He knows that he's not on borrowed time, but he knows he could have not been in the spot that he was going to be in. I feel as though they were going to have Mustafa Ali regardless. But somebody like Cedric Alexander, he could have been lost in the shuffle. So I think they're going to give him this moment.
Okay. So we all agree on that one. Let's go to the main card, the main WrestleMania card, where we have the main matches. The match I think is going to be first. To set everything off after you come off of the pre-show, after you do the fireworks, after everybody's already oohed and happy with the set, I think the first match for the second year in a row, I think Shane McMahon will be in the opening match of the card. I think Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will be the first match on the card. I think that match is first on the card. So we're going to start here first. I think we do get, and I got to toss up on this match. I can see it either way, where Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn wins, or Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon gets the W as well. I'm going to say Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn get the win here over Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. That Daniel Bryan's return will happen. Crowd will be happy, but he gets the hell. He gets the loss. He gets the loss. Shane gets pinned to further the Daniel Bryan Shane McMahon feud.
Oh, interesting. Because we actually agree. I don't see any way. Well, there's one way. I'll say that. Sammy and Kevin could easily lose and be on Raw and then get drafted right back to SmackDown. But I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to go for the sake of simplicity. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to win it. They're too hot. Daniel Bryan doesn't need the win. Shane doesn't need it either, to be honest. I think the payoff is going to be better with Sammy and Kevin winning. Go ahead, Raphael.
Yeah, this one's a toss-up. On my article, I wrote that I don't have a prediction yet on this one. Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon are the favorites. They're -$2 on here. And if you go through wrestling odds and all that, normally WrestleMania, you could pretty much look at the card and pretty much know who's going to win. There's really not really big surprises unless you throw in Brock Lesnar beating the Undertaker. But I heard from multiple sources that was a 5-minute change of plan. Before they actually got into the ring, so that one, from predicting that one wrong, is not really that bad of a prediction. This one, I can understand you guys are saying, okay, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they're hot right now. Get Daniel Bryan to L, and he'll still succeed. I think the biggest crowd pop Sunday night is when Daniel Bryan's music starts.
Oh,
I don't care who comes out. I don't care if Hogan comes out or the ghost of Roddy Piper. Or The Rock comes out with midgets. With I think the biggest crowd pop Sunday night would be Daniel Bryan's music, and that's why I don't mind him losing, because I think we can all agree most likely he's probably going to go wherever the Miz goes. I think that feud, I think that's the belt that Daniel Bryan will hold next. It will be the Intercontinental title, and he'll win it from the Miz. So for me, I really want to say, it hurts me to say that Daniel Bryan's going to lose after he won the heavyweight championship match in New Orleans, and which I was there and brought chills to my spine watching him celebrate and a whole yes movement and all that. I even hate typing Kevin Owens as my prediction, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn +160 winners, because I really want, I don't want that to be my last New Orleans WrestleMania of Daniel Bryan losing, because I have him winning as my last WrestleMania moment. So I totally understand you guys on this one, and I think he does lose, just because I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, they're hot right now. You can sell them with more wins and stuff like that. You can have this feud with Shane McMahon go on, and a loss wouldn't hurt Shane McMahon. I think he's more worried about when his medical bills are going to start coming in, just getting out of the hospital. And then Daniel Bryan, this match is going to be quick. I heard this match is not going to be a long match because of the health of Shane McMahon, and they don't want Daniel Bryan to have to carry this match so long because they don't know the health. You figure Shane will do something stupid. We all know he will, but I can guarantee you, put a stopwatch, I can guarantee this will probably be the fastest match of the whole card.
Interesting. Also, Raphael, going back to Mania 30, because you did touch on that real quick with Lesnar and Taker, from what I heard, and I know you've been doing odds and have way more experience in me than this, but from what I heard, those numbers switched, you know, within the coming minutes going into that, or within the last 20, like maybe 30 minutes to an hour before that match, the numbers switched in Lesnar's favor. Do you remember anything like that with that?
Some books said that they had it open, and I heard that the morning of, they were this story that I heard, that Vince asked Undertaker if it was, what would you think of letting Brock Lesnar, we have a shot of getting him to come here for a while for WWE, and they were going back and forth, and we all know Vince, that's Undertaker's Vince's baby, and I heard it was between the 5 to 6 hour back and forth, yes, we're going to do it, no, we're going to do it, yes, we're going to do it, no, we're going to do it. And I've heard from multiple sources saying rumors got out. But for wrestling and all that, anytime you see the dog money is going to come in usually two to three hours of just people trying to make a quick buck. And we don't take big action. We don't take – I mean, some books only take $25 max bets. So it's not like we were taking $100,000 bets on Brock Lesnar to be to the Undertaker.
Right.
So anytime money would come in, we would move it. But, some people did move it the other way around just because of they were probably either hearing the backlashes of what I was hearing throughout the whole day.
Okay. Great insight right there.
Let's move on to the next match. Finally, the Usos. The Usos get a WrestleMania match on the WrestleMania card itself. You have the Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso taking on New Day and taking on the Bludgeon Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start here. This is the Usos moment. I don't think Usos lose on their first WrestleMania card where they actually on the main card. They don't lose this match. They retain. They lose it down the line to maybe the Bludgeon Brothers, but the Usos get the win here. The Usos retain the tag team titles. Don't see them losing.
Yeah, go ahead, Raphael.
I agree. They get their wrestling moments. They're plus 135 just because we got some money on the Bludgeon Brothers, but I think we all could agree the Raw tag team situation is a mess. So would not be shocked if you see either the Usos or the New Day switch over and go to Raw. I think the Bludgeon Brothers stay at SmackDown. So for me, give the Usos their wrestling moment. If they lose their tag team belts at a lower echelon pay-per-view, that's fine. I think they'll be okay. But I say give them their wrestling moment. They deserve it. Switch in their paint to a wrap, to thug gear, whatever you want to call it, to make a 360 kind of a move and still and carry the momentum that they have. My hat's off to them. I say give them their mania moment, and I think I 100% agree. I think the Usos, you can get them right now, plus money, plus 135. I think that's a good bet.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Usos as well for the same reason you guys said. It's their moment. They pretty much for the last 8-9 years have been on the pre-show every year of WrestleMania that they've been in the roster. So, and they've been the most consistent tag team, like, by far. So, absolutely give the Usos their moment. But they could lose the belts as early as that SmackDown after WrestleMania. I don't see, for the reasons you just said, Raphael, somebody's got to go over to Raw. They do. They've got to fix that. And I could see Usos losing them to the Bludgeons then. And the problem would be solved. But, yeah, I think for the sake of the pay-per-view, the Usos win it.
Actually, we all agree on that one. And while we're on the tag team, let's give it a tag team. Cesaro and Sheamus taking on Braun Strowman and insert partner here. I'll start with this one. I think this is the Big Show. I think this is where you put the Big Show at. I think Braun Strowman put the Big Show out. You know, said Big Show packing. But I think you put the Big Show here and return him to be the partner with Braun Strowman and maybe feud a little bit later on down the line. But what better way and what better team to be Cesaro and Sheamus than these two behemoths, which would be the Big Show and Braun Strowman. And you can do several things with this here. Big Show and Braun Strowman can be tag team champions as Roman Reigns or whoever comes out of the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm going to leave that blank right now. Come a title picture, doesn't have to worry about Braun Strowman being in it right now. It doesn't have to worry about being Braun. And Braun has his title, his first title, the tag team title, and him and the Big Show can run on why you have other people fighting for the Universal title, maybe a returning Samoa Joe, those type of people for the Universal title that you can insert there and keep this thing going. So I'm going to say it's going to be the Big Show and Braun Strowman defeating Sheamus and Cesaro.
I'm going to go Braun Strowman and his partner defeating the Bar, and his partner I think is going to be Dean Ambrose. Just too many things. I think Dean Ambrose is going to be ready. I know WWE, they seem to always put out these false reports on how long it's going to take people to be back. I think they bring them back as a surprise. For some reason, I don't know, but for some reason they pulled him from Access, from his signing at Access. I don't know if that could be related or not, but I'm taking that into consideration as well. And I think Braun Strowman's partner is Dean Ambrose, who the Bar took out, you know, kayfabe-wise. They took him out with the injury to begin with. So I think he's the one that ends up returning and being Braun Strowman's partner. Go ahead, Raphael.
Well, I did not hear a Big Show rumor on this one, but I did hear your boy. I've heard everything from Bobby Lashley, Elias, Rey Mysterio, Never, Big Cass, Conor McGregor, you name it. I heard it. No matter what, Braun Strowman wins the belt here. I'm hearing Sheamus has been dealing with a lot of neck issues, and he's on his way out, either contract or health reasons, and I think they want to put back Cesaro back to singles competition and maybe get back to Cesaro, the section Cesaro, whatever it was back in the day. So no matter who's his partner, it's going to be Braun Strowman. I don't know. I'm hoping it's Bobby Lashley that he comes out and be Braun Strowman's partner. I think that would get a huge – in WrestleMania, I'm hearing this WrestleMania is going to be all about the special people who show up, not about the matches, not about big upsets. I'm hearing that it's going to be either The Rock coming out in the ring, or Conor McGregor coming out in the ring, or a Bobby Lashley, or Big Cash showing up and winning it. I'm hearing that it's this WrestleMania is going to be who's coming down the aisle. While we did not see this, or maybe we did, the rumors come out earlier. Rey Mysterio, I would not be shocked. So this one, I'm going to totally agree with you. Braun Strowman minus $3 to beat the Bar. And I don't care who the Bar would have faced. I would have bet against the Bar on this one just because I'm hearing Sheamus with those nagging injuries. And when you're dealing with a neck injury that Sheamus has been dealing with in lower back, I would not be shocked if we see him fading out a little bit to get healthy or even maybe leave for a while.
Okay.
Good take on that one. Which way do I want to go? Let's go here. U.S. title. Randy Orton, Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal versus now we know a couple weeks ago has been added Rusev Day. We can go ahead with you, Raphael. What do you got?
Well, it's no secret. It was broke today or was it yesterday that Rusev asked for his release because he was not happy with the situation that he's been present himself, and right away WWE is like, no way, we're not releasing you because right now you have the number one T-shirt for the last month being sold in merchandise. So why would we let you leave when the cash cow is still cashing in for us? So they put him in this United States Championship, and you know what? I have him winning this United States Championship just for that reason. I think you don't mess with the crowd really likes, and right now Happy Rusev Day is working. Randy Orton, he's going to have a pop. He's going to have his name no matter if he wins, if he loses. Bobby Roode, we have him at plus 350. I just don't think it's his time yet. Jinder Mahal would not be shocked if he goes down to Raw. So I just don't see him getting a belt right away. We got him at 7-1. So I think Rusev at plus 175. Anyway, I'm riding the hot merchandise on this sale. That's pretty much what I'm riding in. And normally, when you have hot merch and the crowd likes you right now, you usually win a couple pay-per-views. So I think Rusev gets his Mania moment. So I'm going to take Rusev at plus 175 to win a belt.
I'm going to go Rusev as well. Just for the simple fact what you just said, he's the number one merch guy right now. And also, with that being said, you mentioned earlier the pops, as far as Daniel Bryan's going to have the loudest pop. Absolutely. Very close to that is going to be the Rusev Day chant. And I think that Rusev Day chant he gets once he wins the title is going to be crazy. I'm definitely going Rusev. Go ahead, Gio.
I'm going Bobby Roode.
Hmm.
And the reason I'm going Bobby Roode is because Rusev Day was not WWE grown. It was not homegrown by WWE. And I don't think they want to reward it by him winning the U.S. title. I think either Bobby Roode or I want to say Jinder Mahal. I'm between Jinder and Bobby for the simple fact Jinder really hasn't had anything since losing the WWE title. And Bobby Roode had a small run. Unless you're going to throw Bobby Roode in next in line into the world title picture, I think he needs the U.S. title to have a Jinder Mahal chase or to chase after it. I liked Jinder when he was champion. I liked the Jinder Mahal world WWE title, WWE title run. To continue to make Jinder Mahal relevant, he may need the U.S. title. What better way to have a foreigner to have the U.S. title and everybody's chasing him? I like the promos, but I think Bobby, between Bobby Roode and Jinder Mahal, in this case, I'm going to say I'm going to change my pick on the fly. I'm going to go Jinder Mahal, U.S. champion.
Well, I'll put that down for you. 7-1.
Yeah, Jinder Mahal, U.S. champ.
You know, I think he gets the job done there. Raphael? Oh, you already said Jermon, bad. We're back here.
Yeah, we're rolling.
All right, here we go.
He's trying to make me change my pick.
Yeah, he did.
Let's go to IC title. So if we did a U.S. title, let's go to IC title. The Miz, Jeff Rollins, and Finn Balor for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. I'll start this one off. If you'd have asked me this 2 weeks ago, I would have told you the Miz was going to lose the IC title. I would have told you, you know, his wife is getting ready to have a baby. During WrestleMania week, she's supposed to have it, you know, sometime this week. You know, Miz is going to be a father. He's going to take off, stop what he's doing, spend time with the wife. You know, Finn Balor or Seth Rollins is going to win the title. But with Maurice having the baby early a week ago, I think the Miz retains the IC title and continue run, and somehow the Miz ends up on SmackDown in the draft. I think the Miz ends up on SmackDown in the draft, and then we'll get that Daniel Bryan in the Miz situation that we want going on, that we want everybody wants to see. So I think the Miz wins here, and Finn Balor and Seth Rollins go do their own thing, but I think the Miz retains his IC title.
Go ahead, Raphael. I
agree with you. If you had told me 2 weeks ago, or I would say 3 weeks ago, I would say The Miz does not win this one, A, because of what you said with his wife, Marissa, being first-time parents, having the schedule to have their baby during WrestleMania weekend, and Daniel Bryan wasn't clear to wrestle. So now Daniel Bryan's clear. Now The Miz is a father. The Miz wins this one. We have him at plus 350. Seth Rollins is plus 120. Finn Balor, plus 125. And I think The Miz goes to Raw, I think Daniel Bryan goes to Raw, and Finn Balor goes to SmackDown. And I think that's where we see the Daniel Bryan, Miz storyline approach at Raw. I think Finn Balor, I think we all can agree, the Raw brand, I mean, they got some huge guys, and I think that's why Finn Balor's just a little bit lost at Raw. He's not big like Strowman, like Roman Reigns. I think if you want to give him a belt, like, send him to SmackDown, let him feud with AJ Styles and stuff like that. I think he'll shine a little bit more in SmackDown than he will at Raw, just because you have Samoa Joe coming back. He's probably going to still stick at Raw. I mean, the Raw's a big staff, and I think that's why I think Finn Balor fades a little at Raw. So I think Daniel Bryan comes to Raw and battles The Miz and gets the IC belt there. So I have The Miz winning this one, and I have Finn Balor going to SmackDown and battling those guys for a while.
You know what? I really like Raphael. I really do. He's on the same wavelength I am, but I'm taking a different turn off of this highway. I'm going to say Finn Balor wins. And the reason why I think Seth Rollins goes on to the main event title picture for the Universal Championship, I do think Miz ends up somehow feuding with Daniel Bryan. But along the same lines of what Raphael said, I think they're going to pull a switch. I think Finn Balor takes the Intercontinental Championship to SmackDown. I think Rusev takes the U.S. Championship to Raw. And I think they'll switch the mid-card titles. And we will get Finn Balor where he needs to be right now, which is on SmackDown. But I do think he's going to go as Intercontinental Champion.
I could see that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can see that. We can go there. We can live with that. Then we go to, and I'm going to do this deliberately, we go to the Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle, taking on Triple H versus Stephanie McMahon. Mixed tag team match here. Kurt Angle, you know, WrestleMania return. Ronda Rousey, WrestleMania match debut. Also, Stephanie McMahon's WrestleMania match debut. Never officially had a match at WrestleMania. Yeah, this is her official WrestleMania match debut. And then we have Triple H. Now, I believe Triple H and Kurt Angle would do majority of the work in this match. But I think Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle will both get submissions at the end of the match. That we will get either double ankle lock, armbar and ankle lock,
but somehow Stephanie McMahon ends up tapping in this match. I don't wish she would tap. I wish Ronda would have a different move other than the armbar, but nonetheless, we'll see the armbar here. There's no way in the world that Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle lose this match.
Not at all. I'm just going to throw that. Mine will be quick. Ronda and Kurt are winning it. Your photo op on SportsCenter the next morning is Ronda and Kurt having dual submissions, like you just said, with, you know, Stephanie in the armbar, Triple H in the ankle lock. Stephanie and Triple H are definitely losing this. Ronda and Kurt all the way. Go ahead, Rafael.
I agree, and the only way Triple H and Stephanie McMahon win this, if it's a midnight match and it's in Triple H's workout basement, as you see on their Instagram pages as they're working out.
Right.
I think that's the only way that they win that match. But why would you bring Ronda Rousey to WrestleMania and have her lose? We have her minus $9 right now. And I think all three of us can agree on this. Let's not lie about this. We were all hoping this was Rousey and The Rock versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, but I guess The Rock is too busy battling a white gorilla for his movie Rampage. That's why he could not commit to wrestle in this. He really, really, really wanted to. I heard from multiple interviews that he's done that he really wanted to be at this WrestleMania and do something with Ronda Rousey, but the movie Rampage and his stuff that he had to do with this one pulled him aside, so he couldn't give the 100% to sell this match, as I think we all agreed that he would have to go to a couple of Raws before WrestleManias and all that. He just could not do it. So for me, why would you bring Rousey to a WrestleMania and have her lose? It's no-brainer. Ronda Rousey, I think this is probably going to be one of the boringest matches besides the end of the match when they win. This one, I might go maybe fill my drink up or go to the bathroom or whatever. After everyone comes into the ring, that's when I probably leave my press seats and go to the bathroom or get something to drink.
Ooh, I think everybody would be surprised. I think she's put in enough work and she determined to not make this a train wreck, and she has three Hall of Famers in the ring with her, that they won't allow this to be a train wreck. They won't allow her to it won't be a train wreck. I think she will show enough what she knows. I think they won't do anything above what she knows and what she's good at, and that will be what's on display. Now, the timing aspect you have to work on, but the moves, I think, will be better than what we saw on Monday Night Raw when she has to perform a move. I think she'll be all right. I think she'll be okay. I've seen things where people say she should go down to Ohio Valley Wrestling, blah, 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 NXT. Well, let's be honest. The Big Show was on the main roster, and they had to send him down, too, to get some training to become better before he came. So for all the wrestling fans who are too young to know that, check it out. Google it.
Or your new wrestling fans, two words, Eva Marie.
Yeah. Yeah. So – she's a big star, so I mean, she's still – I think Ronda will be very well. I think she does very well in the ring. I would be surprised. Okay, let's move on to this. Alexa Bliss taking on Nia Jax for the – I do believe, and I think this will be a WrestleMania that all titles change hands. Well, yeah, I just contradicted myself because I said the Usos. Take that back.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, take that back. It's all titles, all single titles. Will change hands. All single titles will change hands at this WrestleMania. Nia Jax is winning this match. Nia Jax gets her WrestleMania moment. Alexa Bliss loses another title at WrestleMania, as she did last year to Naomi. Nia Jax wins this match.
Yeah, I'll keep it moving with that, too. It's absolutely Nia. Just the way they built this up, it'd be a travesty. And, you know, for people who look at it in a kayfabe sense, that, you know, all this beating up, you know, mentally of bullying Nia, you know, and then for Nia to lose, I don't see them going that route. Nia definitely wins. Go ahead, Rafael.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm the only one that seems that with all the stuff that goes on in the world today, that this match has bullying, eating disorders, making fun of, and stuff like that. This feud and situation was just felt weird to me to watch. But yeah, I think Nia Jax throws her around for a couple of 5 to 10 minutes and wins the belt.
Yeah, and you know what I really like about this, and which is good, and this is how, you know, I look at things. I'm on Instagram a lot, so I follow, you know, I do a lot of things. They even kayfabe it on Instagram. You don't see Nia Jax with Alexa Bliss at all.
prior to this feud starting, if you go back to Instagram and check it out, Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss was always together on Instagram. They were always doing things, working out, hanging out, doing the nine yards. But since this feud started on TV, they have totally separated on Instagram, which, you know, some people say, oh, but to me, that's great being an old wrestling fan. They live in kayfabe. They live in a storyline. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They didn't let it mix on social media. They're keeping it separate for the sake of the art, the sake of the story, which I think is tremendous for Nia and Alexa to do this, knowing that they're really good friends outside of the business. So I think it's good. What other way than to drop the title to one of your best friends? And let her get her WrestleMania. Let her get her WrestleMania moment.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. And then we go to. Then I'm gonna go to AJ. We go to AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura, because I believe the other match will be next to last match on the card, other women's title match. But we go to Shinsuke Nakamura. We go to Nakamura taking on AJ Styles. Rafael, we're gonna start with you here. Who do you think wins this match?
Shinsuke does. I think AJ Styles has proven enough that he belongs here in the WWE. Everyone thought he maybe couldn't handle the workload of WWE and stuff like that. And I heard when he first got here, there was some little grumblings from people. But I think what we've seen with him lately, I think they can afford to have him lose the belt here and then maybe go to a Raw and get something else, or feud with Shinsuke and stay in SmackDown and maybe just exchange belts for a while, for a couple pay-per-views. I think that this match right here is a win-win for the company. No matter who wins this match, no one's going to go out, walk away at this one and say, oh, I can't believe he won this match, or I can't believe he lost this match. This match is probably the only one on the card is a win-win situation, no matter who wins. That's why I think it's not a bad loss if AJ loses this one. I think Shinsuke Nakamura wins this one. He's minus $4 right now. The betting public is telling us he is going to win this one. And like I said, maybe if AJ Styles stays at SmackDown and Finn Balor shows up, maybe we have something going there, or they team up together and have something going there. I think there's more storylines with AJ Styles if he loses than if Shinsuke Nakamura loses. Where do you put him next? Where do you put him at after he loses this? I think he gets the belt here. And again, I think right now, for where SmackDown is right now and where the company is right now, I think this match right here is a win-win, no matter who wins and no matter who loses. But give me Nakamura at minus $4.
Was it?
Yeah, Nakamura. I'm not even. I just think the build is there. It's to where AJ's the perfect guy to put Nakamura over, and he's credible enough. Like Rafael just said, he's more than proven his worth as a legitimate WWE superstar. He'll put Shinsuke over in a good way. And we'll get the obligatory hug and handshake afterwards, and AJ gracefully bowing out and Shinsuke getting the limelight, all that. Yeah, Shinsuke win.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Nakamura wins this match. He wins the Royal Rumble. He'll get this nod here from AJ Styles. AJ Styles has been tremendous for this company since walking into the WWE a little over 3 years ago. This will be his third WrestleMania. I think AJ Styles definitely will put Shinsuke Nakamura over, and Nakamura will be the WWE champion here. No questions asked. Then we move on to, as I say, the co-main event, the Street versus the title. I think this is the co-main event. I think you have this before you have Brock and Roman. Charlotte Flair taking on Asuka for the WWE, for the SmackDown Women's Championship. You go first. I'm sorry.
All right. I'm going to be – I'll put it this way. I'm going to be that guy just because I'm for the flavor of this show. I don't want to pick Asuka. Conventional wisdom says, duh, dummy, pick Asuka. But honestly, I think they rewind and go back to WrestleMania 31 and pull something from the main event there, I'm just going to be that guy. Carmella's going to cash in and pin Charlotte. And that's where I'm going. Carmella walks out as SmackDown Women's Champion. My pick is Carmella.
Okay. Raphael.
Carmella does hand in her briefcase on this one. I have her pinning not Charlotte, the Empress of Tomorrow. I think that's what's probably going to happen. I think the match is going to be grueling, and I think Asuka pins Charlotte, and then Charlotte gets either mad and puts her in a finger four while the match is already over, or does something to the Empress, and that's when Carmella comes in, because the Empress was either in a finger four for a half hour or whatever, and that's how she catches it. I think selling Carmella as a champion would be better if she pins the Empress, not if she pins Charlotte. Charlotte has lost before. She's lost the belt before. So if you're going to sell Carmella handing in her briefcase and getting that WrestleMania moment, then why doesn't she pin the star of this match, or what the people really want to see? So I think she pins the Empress and not Charlotte. So I think the Asuka pins Charlotte, and then like I said, I think Charlotte Flair gets a little bit mad and puts her in the finger four the figure eight for about a half hour to damage her legs, and then Carmella skips into the ring and hands in the briefcase.
And I disagree with both of you. You don't assault this match by having Carmella cash in. You do not assault this match by having Carmella cash in. You have Carmella continue to hold this title, and we haven't had anyone hold on to the briefcase longer than Carmella. Why not take Carmella on to another level? Why don't she get a year to cash it in? So why don't she just cash it in at the ladder match? We're back at Money in the Bank. If she held it on this long, you don't destroy this match with a cash in, and you don't end Asuka's streak with a cash in. You don't take Charlotte Flair a la WrestleMania 31 and have her come down the ring and emulate Seth Rollins. You let these two women battle it out, because I think this could be the women's Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Ric Flair for years to come. I think these two can battle. You mentioned earlier Nakamura and AJ Styles going back and forth and changing the title a couple of times. I think Asuka's streak does end sooner or later, and I think Charlotte Flair is the one that ends it, because I think these two battle back and forth for a while. And the title switches hands for a while, but you do not put Carmella in this match, because we know that if she does get a title reign, it is only transitional, and she would not be a champion for long if you have either one of these two facing Carmella for a rematch. So I see this match going on. I see these two, but the winner of the match will be Asuka. She defeated Charlotte Flair, and there's no cash in. Not at least at WrestleMania anyway.
Okay.
Then we go on to the main event of the evening, as they would say, ladies and gentlemen. Brock Lesnar taking on Roman Reigns for your Universal Championship. Raphael, we're going to start with you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we all can agree that the next time we see Brock Lesnar in a ring, it's going to be in an octagon. So I think we can all agree on that. And I've said this multiple times on different stations and all. That WWE has a handshake deal with the UFC. That's why we back in the day, there wasn't no WWE network. Vince McMahon and Dana White were always head-to-head because they were battling for pay-per-view buys. Now they don't have to battle for pay-per-view buys because WWE Network. So they have a handshake deal where if you want Brock, if you want CM Punk, we're going to take Rousey. We might take somebody else. I'm hearing that UFC might be coming to WWE pretty soon. I don't want to spoil that yet.
I think
Roman Reigns is the easy pick right here, and I'm going to say Howie wins on this one because I'm hearing very grumblings that Roman Reigns is going to be is going to have a new manager after this match, because Brock Lesnar not only loses this match, but he gets backstabbed in this match by his one and only manager, and I think Roman Reigns will have a manager on this one. I'm not going to spoil the name of who it is, but you guys can put two and two together and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think that's how Roman Reigns wins this match. Like I said, it's no secret that Brock wants to fight at least two more times at UFC. And right now, WWE doesn't need him anymore. They're going to hand the reins to Roman Reigns. They have numerous young cores that can carry the torch and hold the fort down, to lose Cena, to lose Lesnar. I don't even want to say lose Undertaker because we don't really have him, but one time a year. So I think it's Roman Reigns' time to run it and have the belt. And that's why it's an easy win here. I think this match should be entertaining. I think it's going to be bloodied and stuff like that. And I'm also hearing if Roman Reigns can either backstab his cousin, The Rock, when he comes out here to congratulate him. And maybe that's how we have a WrestleMania next year possibility match of Roman Reigns fighting The Rock. So I've heard that rumor as well. This one, Roman Reigns wins, and I think some backstabbing happens at the end.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that. It's I think it's Roman Reigns' time, man. Yeah, Lesnar is gonna go do his thing in UFC, which is fine. Unless WWE does some kind of bank breaking that they get Lesnar to re-sign and keep him on, and then Lesnar wins, that'd be the shock of the night for sure. But I don't think that happens. I think we don't have to go far with this one. It's Reigns.
Yeah, I think it's Roman Reigns who closes the show down. Roman Reigns, with the win here. Brock, you know, WWE, UFC needs a star. Now, they don't have a star right now. John Jones and his issues. John Jones would have definitely been that star. Conor McGregor, you can't leave from $80 million boxing with Floyd Mayweather to what UFC wants to pay him without, Conor McGregor doesn't ever have to fight ever a day in his life. He'll be okay. You know, he'll be fine. So you need that star power, and we love him or hate him. Brock Lesnar brings that star power to the UFC, brings it to the WWE. Shoot, God dog, if he wanted to play the NFL again, he'll bring that star power to the NFL, whichever team he goes to. He is that name. And so, you know, with Brock losing, whichever way he loses, I think it is Roman Reigns' time. I think Roman Reigns should get his run again. It's almost full circle. Let Roman Reigns become the Universal Champion again. Let him run, as I mentioned. Samoa Joe's coming back. You still have a Seth Rollins. You still have a returning, you want to look at it, a Dean Ambrose. You have a Finn Balor. Whoever else may come over from SmackDown when the draft shapes up and happens. You got a Bobby Roode. So you have a lot of dance partners for Roman Reigns. And for all you guys out there who hate the fact that you don't have your world champion, your Universal Champion on TV every week, you're able to have a guy that will be on WWE television every single week that you can look at and can wrestle. I'm sorry, I grew up in a day and age where the champion didn't wrestle on TV on a regular basis. He had to be a pay-per-view or a big match. So I didn't mind. I thought the WWE did a great job by not having Brock Lesnar on TV every week or the Universal title on TV every week. It still made it relevant. But nonetheless, Roman Reigns gets the win. I'll get off my soapbox. And there's the WrestleMania card. We go home with the booze and cheers for the next night.
Well, keep an eye out on WrestleMania. You mentioned Conor McGregor. I heard we have odds. Will he show up at WrestleMania? And I'm hearing that he could be show up on WrestleMania and stuff like that. Keep an eye out for him, and also keep an eye out for Gronk. Gronk has told numerous sources that when he's done playing for the Patriots, that's the only jersey he'll ever wear. I heard he'll never wear. I've talked to his brother when I used to run Vegas Sportsbooks, and he always said that he's a one-jersey guy. So if he retires early in the next couple of years, he says he would love to have a stint at WWE and make that his next career. So keep an eye out for those two that like I said, if Brock Lesnar leaves, if John Cena leaves or something like that, we're going to have some interesting people that could suit up in some tights and walk down to WWE Entertainment.
Well, if Gronk comes in, just let the security guard team know that Gronk's a wrestler.
Yeah, I know. My gosh.
just let the security guard team to know that he is a wrestler. That's WrestleMania card, 13 matches. 18 if you count NXT matches that WWE is going to put on this year at WrestleMania weekend, and those matches are going to be great matches. Going to be great entertainment. Raphael, what's the over under on how long this show lasts?
Let's see. My wife is hoping an hour and a half. I'm hoping no more than five. I'm hoping no more than 5 hours, because not only do I have WrestleMania weekend, but it's the Masters. It's the end of the NHL regular season.
Yeah.
We have baseball starting. We have UFC 223 this weekend as well. So not only do I have to cover WrestleMania, but I would like to get. I would like to be in bed by 1 o'clock on Sunday night. So I'm hoping 4.5 hours. I'm hoping under on that.
With it, your thoughts?
Yeah, WrestleMania is going to be 7 hours. Sorry, Rafael. You're getting a 5 hour show out of this and your 2 hour pre show. It's going to be 7 hours. I'm sorry, G-Lo. Go ahead. It's going to be 7 hours. I don't even doubt that.
No doubt in my mind, you get a seven hour show. A 7 hour show. Fans won't complain. The only thing that's enjoying about a 7 hour show, you are in a controlled temperature dome.
But
the food is horrible at the dome, though.
Yeah.
You know what? I've heard that, but at least at 30, when I was there for 30, I forgot where I went. Gosh, I wish I remember. But that was okay. But yeah, hopefully they've improved something, because I have heard that too.
So,
thanks, guys, for disappointing news to end the show.
Not disappointing, but all in all, this will be a great WrestleMania. We know next year they'll be in New York. Rafael, do you have any betting lines of where they go after New York?
I'm hearing Sin City, baby.
And that will be a great one, because if you know, the new Raider Stadium should be built by that time.
An outdoor stadium in Vegas. My other home.
That would be nice.
That would be nice, and people would love that. Talking about the books in general. But nonetheless, let's digress. Wizards is going to take us over. Rafael, where can people find you on social media if they want to follow you and put a little money down? Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter at @VSIDocSports. You can also find me on Instagram, Rafael Esparza. You can find me at DocSports.com. I do a lot of articles on betting, entertainment, movies, who's going to die next in The Walking Dead, who's going to die next in Game of Thrones, anything that you can think of. If two cockroaches are running around Bourbon Street this weekend, I will have odds on that. So you can definitely read all my articles on DocSports.com.
If you do find this article, if you do want to put a little money, please don't forget to text the word radio to 29022. That's once again, text the word radio to 29022. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your WrestleMania week. Enjoy your WrestleMania weekend. We definitely will enjoy WrestleMania weekend. We'll be back next week to talk about our WrestleMania experience and see where we go from here in the world of WWE. Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.